It's the Next Gear Green on podtech.net. I'm Matt Kelly here again at the Alt Car Expo at the Santa Monica Airport, and I'm joined today by Don Alexander. He's the owner general manager of the Euro Taxi of Santa Monica. It's a Mercedes taxi service using clean natural gas. I really have to compliment you on your venture. It's the first one that I know of, and you must be very proud of it.
Yes, I am very proud of it, and I like to thank some people in Santa Monica that got me interested in this in the first place.
And before you thank them, tell us how you did get interested in this.
Well, the general manager of Ambrose Hotel and Deirdre Wallace, who owns a hotel in Santa Monica, called me and brought up that idea to look into biodiesel alternative, and I liked it from the first moment, and now I have four cars running on it and looking for some more to add to the fleet.
And how is the service being received?
We are getting enormous support from the community on the west side, from Santa Monica and surrounding cities that we service, and support is incredible, Matt. We also now got four cars that are running on compressed natural gas. They are not Mercedes's, but they are just beautiful Mercury Marquis 2006 model that are converted and run on natural gas, and we have four of those cars. We are testing them out to see how it's gonna work with the public, how the public likes them, how the fuel availability will work out and everything else. But so far, it's everybody's happy, and we are moving right along.
So is 100% of your fleet then alternative energy power?
Unfortunately, it's not. We have 24 cars. We are a very new company, about 2 years in business, and we have eight from 24 cars that are running on alternative fuel. Four cars on natural gas and four cars on biodiesel.
If I wanted to call Euro Taxi, then could I specify that I'd want one of their alternative fuel vehicles to pick me up and drop me off?
Yes, most definitely. We encourage people to specify what kind of vehicles they like. And unfortunately, sometimes they're not available. But if they're available, yes, by all means, we will send either biodiesel car or compressed natural gas, whichever they would prefer.
And when we talk about taxi service, it's a per mile charge usually, or zoned fees, et cetera, et cetera. Is there a different price structure when we talk about these alternative fueled vehicles compared to a regular gas fueled or an ICE powered vehicle in your fleet? Or is the price per mile that a consumer is going to pay exactly the same?
It's exactly the same, Matt. There's no difference in prices. We are not the lowest company in Santa Monica per mile, but we are on the lower half in terms of charge per mile. And we have also flat rates of $28 for residential and $35 for businesses and hotels. And everybody pays the same for any vehicle. It's the same charge. And as many people as can fit in the car is the same price.
Talk to me about the challenges that you face as a new taxi service coming into the Santa Monica market, and the challenges that you face in trying to bring these vehicles into your taxi fleet.
Well, I agreed to become a pioneer, Matt, because I think it's gratifying. It makes me feel good. It makes my life more interesting. It's great to be a part of something that is good. And cleaner air and cleaner energy and domestically produced fuel is definitely something that is great, I think, as far as challenges, I have challenges that we are trying to convert the cars that are running on a regular gasoline into new fuel, better fuel. And the challenge is availability, for example, of biodiesel or natural gas, repairs, For example, in a natural gas car, we have a little bit reduced trunk space because of the containers that contain compressed natural gas, So that is a challenge. However, I think we are front people in terms of, we are not inventing new cars like I see a lot of it here. There's totally new vehicles that public has to be get used to it. You see, we are using the same old vehicles that we have that we are all used to, and just trying to adjust to a new a kind of fuel that is better and for the environment and for our economy.
And you were talking about fuel being part of the challenge in terms of locating it, etc. Where are you getting your CNG and your biodiesel from?
Well, there are specified stations on the west side here that, for example, there's one for the biodiesel. There's one in Pacific Palisades, a Pump USA gas station that carries all other fuels, including the biodiesel. There is another, also USA gas station on Barrington and San Vicente in Brentwood. And the one that we use a lot because of the convenience going to LAX is the one on Glencoe in Mindanao, also USA gas station, for example. That's where we get our biodiesel. Now, there might be a station being opened in Santa Monica in the near future, but we don't know that. It's all speculation. Now, as far as natural gas, we have one pump in Santa Monica on Colorado and Stewart. And then there's another one, a much bigger one, with four outlets instead of two, at LAX. And then we have one in downtown LA. It's not really, you know, that many, you know. That's one of the issues, yeah.
But you are getting some support from clean energy. Is that correct in terms of these types of vehicles and your business model?
Yeah, clean energy people are the ones actually who converted these 40 cars to a CNG and have some kind of a deal with a clean air management agency, which is an agency of a state of California, partially donated, financially helped the conversion, and specified for these cars to be sold to taxi companies. Because of, you know, the natural gas pollutes air less than 5% of regular gasoline car. So they are the people that converted the cars, and those are the people that have, for example, those gas stations that I mentioned to you. They are managing the gas stations.
Wonderful. And where can we find out more information about Eurotaxi?
You can go on www.eurotaxism.com. And you can find out a lot about it. And there's a little video where you can see the cars and some people.
Don Alexander, owner GM of Eurotaxi, Mercedes Taxi Service of Santa Monica. Pleasure having you on the show today, and congratulations on your venture.
Thank you, Matt. It's pleasure is all mine. Thank you for your time and the chance to share this information and my enthusiasm with everybody else.
For the Next Gear Green, I'm Matt Kelly on podtech.net.